Sukkos, we have the passing of both Miriam and Aharon. So a lot can be talked about when tzaddikim leave this world, what it really means, and how it really affects us. But the idea I want to spend a couple of minutes on is when Aharon dies, it says the entire nation, everybody is affected by it. Everybody was very sad by it. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos said that Aharon was a rodev shalom, and he tried to bring everybody closer, and he really tried to have peace. He wanted to be everybody's friend and do right by everybody, which was not the same as we see when Moshe passes, that they don't have that same thing of the Kol Ha'idah. It doesn't seem that everybody was affected as much, but Aharon really was going out of his way to do good for every single person that was there. And with all the tzaddikim that have passed away in the past year, and the amazing, amazing hespedim, and just stories that we have heard after, it's gotten me thinking that the greatest legacy one wants to leave is to have, not that we're, you know, we're living in this world for what people will talk about, how people will talk about us, but we want to leave that legacy that we really made an effect, that he went out of his way and everything that person did was good. And that was Aharon. He was there for everybody. He was doing everything to make everybody's life as good as possible, everything to make peace. If there was a fight between two Jews, that had to end, because Jews having a fight is just not a world that we can live in. It's not acceptable. That's not what I'm signing up for. And I'm going to do everything to do. Everything in my life is about being chesed. Everything in my life is about bringing people closer. That there should be no individuals who don't like each other. And you live in a world, you just see there's so much hate. Oh, this person thinks this way and that person thinks that way. And maybe at least for 1 week, for Parshas Chukas, when it's highlighting about what it meant to the whole world when Aharon passed away, to think about this idea of what it means to bring people closer, to let there be shalom between Jews and Jews, Jews and non-Jews, non-Jews and non-Jews, the whole world should be a world where everybody is happy and nobody's trying to fight and nobody is trying to oust one another, but there's just, I want to bring you closer. I want there to be shalom in the world. Have a wonderful Shabbos.